This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. A visibly shaken Winnipeg City Council abruptly adjourned its monthly meeting this morning following the devastating news that longtime councillor Jason Schreier has passed away. He was 57 years old. Mayor Scott Gillingham called for the adjournment and spoke movingly about his colleague.
Late yesterday, I received the devastating news that councillor Jason Schreier has passed away. Our council is shocked to hear of his death. And on behalf of all of City Council, we extend our deepest condolences to Councillor Schreier's wife, Sarah, and family, his parents, the Honorable Ed and Lily Schreier, and their family as well at this almost unbelievable news.
Councillor Schreier, first elected to represent Elmwood East Kildonan in 2014, was re-elected in both 2018 and 2022. His re-elections showcased the trust people had in him, said Mayor Gillingham, who was first elected alongside as a fellow councillor with Schreier in 2014.
I've always appreciated working with him. He's a passionate advocate for people's affordability, to make sure people can afford to live in Winnipeg and that we work hard to make city services affordable for people.
The mayor recalled Schreier's commitment to incentives aimed at food security in his ward, including a project to turn a parking lot into a community food distribution hub.
I know he was working on a project in his ward, in the Elmwood East Kildonan ward, related to food security and looking at a parking lot that's available to try to make that more than a market, a distribution for food. That was a project he was passionate about, so that people that couldn't afford groceries would have a place to access food.
Schreier was known for his repeated calls for transparency in city budgeting, often talking about the impacts of construction inflation on city costs.
And it came to the point where we would joke with him and, you know, we would just kind of almost time the meetings to see, you know, how many times Jason would talk about construction inflation. And we would laugh, but his greater point was this, is that the costs of city services and public services are going up. And there's reasons for it, and he really wanted people to understand the reasons for the increased costs.
During his 2022 campaign, Schreier emphasized that his drive for public service was rooted in a belief in dignity, environmental sustainability, and economic balance. Drawing from a wide range of lived experiences and working-class jobs, he made it a mission to challenge misinformation and push for accurate, transparent budgeting. Mayor Gillingham also shared personal memories, noting Schreier's joy and musical talent.
I remember when we got elected in 2014 in the fall, in October, I think the next month was, I think it was the United Firefighters dinner. And we're all newly elected and it's exciting and meeting people for the first time and going to one of these big events for us for the first time. And after, at the end of the night, the Danny Kramer Band got up to sing and I looked up and Jason Schreier, Councillor Jason Schreier, was at the mic just belting it out.
The mayor confirmed that Schreier's ward office will continue its operations under the guidance of Schreier's executive assistant, with additional support from his fellow councillors.
He is absolutely going to be deeply missed. We are going to be doing all we can to honor his legacy. I've committed the resources of my office. Other councillors have committed their resources as well to help his assistant, his executive assistant right now, to continue on the work of the office and the ward office.
A by-election process will eventually determine Schreier's successor. But for now, council members say the focus is on mourning their colleague and continuing the work he cared deeply about. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.